This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories.
A robbery at a Queens pharmacy sparked a police chase that ended in a fatal crash last night. This started at 8 p.m. at the A&M Pharmacy on Hillside Avenue in Floral Park. Police were called on a report of a knife point robbery. Suspect took off on an e-bike. Police gave chase. They followed the guy to Lakeville Road and Bryant Avenue in New Hyde Park, Nassau County. There, a Lexus hit the suspect, police say. The man was pronounced dead at the scene with severe bodily trauma. His name and other info not yet released. NYPD and Nassau police are still investigating. An anti-ICE protest in Fairview yesterday was heated, and then it turned dangerous when police say a woman drove into the crowd. That is the sound from online video. Several protesters suffered minor injuries, one taken to the hospital. Now, witnesses say one of the protesters spat in the driver's face, and she reacted.
If somebody spits at you, you're supposed to call the cops. You're not supposed to run them over. It's just not the right thing to do.
The driver, 62-year-old Linda Ruglin of North Bergen, was arrested on four counts of assault by auto resulting in bodily injury, as well as motor vehicle offenses, including reckless driving and leaving the scene of an accident. There are new and grisly details on the hit-and-run deaths of two men in Brooklyn after the arraignment of the suspect. Police say they found blood and body matter on the mangled BMW in a Staten Island parking space after the pieces of the car were used pieces of the car at the scene under the Gowanus Expressway and license plate readers to track down the driver, Webatino Florentino. Officers say they smelled alcohol in his breath when he was arrested hours after the Friday crash, but at that point his blood alcohol was below the legal limit. Yesterday, he was formally charged with manslaughter, criminally negligent homicide, and a long list of other offenses in the Friday morning deaths of 80-year-old Kexun Chen and 59-year-old Fakui Lin. The 23-year-old suspect did not speak as a criminal court judge ordered him held on $100,000 bail. Warnings and arrests on Long Island, as Suffolk officials say a batch of crack cocaine laced with fentanyl has left three men dead and a woman critical. Suffolk County Police Commissioner Kevin Catalina told reporters yesterday they stepped up efforts after the deaths.
Due to this spike, we utilized additional detectives who specialize in overdose investigations to canvass for witnesses, evidence, and video. We also had detectives from narcotics and criminal intelligence put out information to their street sources to inform people in the area of this lethal substance being distributed.
Two people have been arrested. No details on them right now. The men who died were said to be 58, 39, and 24 years old. No info on the woman who is still fighting for her life. Catalina said some of the dangerous drugs could still be out there, and he's urging people to be cautious. A new report is raising more questions about a former NYPD chief of department. New York Times reports Chief Jeffrey Madry ordered the removal of tracking devices assigned to him and his subordinates. The automated vehicle location devices are supposed to keep officers safe and record vehicle movements and times for accountability. Madry reportedly asked that the devices be taken off the vehicles during his 2 years as chief of department. It's unclear how many were involved. During Madry's tenure, the paper says, overtime skyrocketed, especially for officers working for him and other high-ranking officials with ties to Mayor Adams. Madry resigned as chief of department last December after being accused of pressuring a lieutenant into a sexual relationship in exchange for overtime opportunities, allegations he denied. His home was searched by federal agents a few weeks later. 1010 Winds has reached out to the City Hall and the NYPD for comment. Four people hurt, including a firefighter with serious injuries at a fire in a Brooklyn apartment building yesterday. This happened just after 11 a.m. on the top floor of 2215 Cropsey Avenue. Firefighter taken to the hospital with serious injuries. Three civilians also hospitalized. They're expected to be okay. The fire was out within about an hour. Fire marshals are looking for a cause. It is Disability Pride Month, and there's a big celebration in Central Park today. The 6th annual Disability Unite Festival features everything from float building for the Disability Pride Parade to community organization booths to a wheelchair-based conga line. Matt Axel is the executive director of Disability United.
Disability Unite Festival is an opportunity for all the segments of the disability community to come together, celebrate together, and it's through that celebration that we find our common voice.
The event starts at 11 a.m. at the Naumburg Bandshell. A Trump Tower protest over planned cuts at the Suicide Prevention Lifeline. Starting later this week, the 988 line will no longer offer an option for LGBTQ plus youth services. Federal officials say LGBTQ plus callers can still get help from the general hotline, and they say they're focusing on serving all help seekers. The Press 3 option for LGBTQ plus youth set to stop on July 17th. A fatal shooting in Bed-Stuy last night. This happened just before 9:30 at 456 DeKalb Avenue. Police say a 27-year-old man was shot in the stomach, taken to the hospital in critical condition, later died. No word so far on what led up to the shooting and no arrests so far. You may already be a winner. Well, if you buy your lottery tickets in Brighton Beach, you may, to the tune of $500,000. New York Lottery says a ticket was sold for the Friday evening daily pick 10 game at the Brighton Gourmet Deli at 606 Brighton Avenue. Top prize winner, $500,000 payout. If you buy your tickets there and play that game, you know what to do, and we expect to hear from you.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.